That's great.
我们在天上的父，今天我们来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
Our Heavenly Father, this morning we come to you and worship you.
向你献上我们的感谢与赞美。
Give our thanks and praise to you.
你不轻易发怒，你的慈爱永远长存。
You are slow to anger and your loving kindness endures forever.
你不以我们当得的愤怒对待我们。
You didn't hold against us with the wrath we deserve.
反而赐下救恩。
Instead, you gave us salvation.
我们感谢你的大爱，你的怜悯与你的恩典。
We give thanks to your love, mercy, and grace.
求主赐给我们属灵的悟性，可以明白你的心意。
May you grant us the spiritual understanding so we can know your will.
打开我们的耳朵，可以聆听你的话语。
Open our ears to receive your words.
好叫我们可以遵行你的命令。
So we can follow your commandments.
学习来尽心尽意尽力的爱你。
And learn to love you with all our hearts, with all our strength, and with all our minds.
求主也特别洁净孩子的口。
May you cleanse my lips.
愿唯愿耶稣基督的名被高举。
So the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be lifted up.
吸引万人归向他。
All will be drawn to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.我首先来复习一下我们上次分享的内容。
Let's start by reviewing what we shared last time.
上次我们讲到祷告。
Prayers.
讲到悔改的祷告。
We talk about the prayers in the Bible, repentance.
我们从福音说起。
Let's start with the Gospels.
在罗马的时代，当一个王战胜了另外一个王的时候。
At the time of the Roman Empire, when a king defeated a rural city,
他就会派遣一个先锋的报信者到他被击败的那个城市去报信。
And send a messenger to the occupied city to announce the good news.
去报告了好消息。
It's the good news.
当时福音的作者就使用了同一个词，向世人宣告这个世界唯一的好消息，真正的好消息。
The authors of Gospels use the good news, the word good news, to declare to the world that the Gospel is the only and true Gospel in this world.
这个真正的好消息关于基督耶稣神的儿子，还有他国度的降临。
It's about the victorious King Jesus Christ, Son of God, and the coming of His kingdom.
首先，他们向世人宣告这个得胜的君王是谁。
First, who is this victorious King Jesus Christ?
就是道成肉身的耶稣基督。
He's God Himself.
他是神自己。
He's the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
The Angel of the Lord.
他是在旧约多次向世人显现神的天使。
Who appeared to man many times in the Old Testament.
他战胜了什么呢？
What did he defeat?
在约翰一书三章八节说到。神子显现，为要败坏撒旦的作为。
In 1 John 3:8, the Son of God came was to destroy the works of the devil.
自从人堕落以来，人的历史就是人与鬼魔狼狈为奸的历史。
After the history of man is the history of man corrupting with the evil spirits.
耶稣来要击败撒旦。
Jesus came was to defeat the Satan.
败坏他的作为。
Destroy his works.
把人从死亡里面救出来。
And save his people from the power of death.
在十字架上，耶稣的死战胜了罪。
His death on the cross defeated sin.
三天后他复活，他的复活战胜了死亡。
And his resurrection from the grave on the third day defeated death.
当这王在来的时候，他对我们的期望是什么？
What is the expectation that Jesus has for all his people when he came again?
就是耶稣在福音里面反复说的，悔改，信耶稣。
That is what Jesus Christ has said.
信福音，对不起。
Repent and believe in the gospel.
什么是悔改？
What is true repentance?
悔改就是心意的回转。
Repentance means the turning of one's mind.
是你整个人的回转。
Includes the change of a whole person.
我们上次提到一个这路加福音十五章的这个故事。
Last time we mentioned the story in Luke chapter 15.
是对回转的一个非常清楚的一个描述。
It's a good description of an example of true repentance.
如果你还没有读过，你还不知道这个故事，请回到请。到路加福音十五章仔细的读这个故事。
If you haven't known this story, please go back to Luke chapter 15 and read this story.
这个儿子起初是拒绝他父亲的爱的。
This son at first rejected his father's love.
他不想跟他父亲有任何的关系。
He did not want to have anything to do with his father.
但有一天他到了他生命的尽头。
But when he came to an end,
他跟猪抢食物吃。
That he even wanted to fill his stomach with pig's food.
没有人给他猪的食物。
But no one gives him anything.
他意识到，他在心里面意识到，他得罪了他的父亲。
He realized that he had sinned against his father.
他起来。
Was willing to get up.
回到他父亲的家里面。
And go to his father.
张开他的嘴，向他父亲认罪悔改。
Open his mouth and confess his sins to them.
当他回转的时候，当他悔改的时候，会发生什么样的事情呢？
When he returned, what would happen?
我们知道，作为父亲，
We know this father,
就是指向我们的天父。
It's pointing to our heavenly father.
他已经在那里用慈心一直在等待我们。
He has longed for our sinners to turn back, and he has full of compassion on us.
当他儿子回转的时候，
When we, repented and returned to him,
他就把上好的袍子披在他的身上。
They put the robe of Jesus Christ on us.
这个袍子就是耶稣基督的衣袍。
The robe is the robe of Jesus Christ.
把戒指赐给他。
Give us rings.
就是圣灵作为印记赐给我们信徒。
Give us the Spirit as the seal.
还把他家里面的所有的东西，所有的上好的东西都与我们分享。
And provide us with his abundance.
这里说到吃喝快乐。
Here the verse says, let us eat and celebrate.
我们有在神的家里面吃喝快乐吗？
Have we eaten and celebrated in our Heavenly Father's household?
有。
Yes.
我们今天来到主的圣餐面前，就是在这神的家里面吃喝快乐。
Today we will partake the Lord's Supper, that is, we eat and celebrate in God's kingdom.
我们在这里庆祝上帝赐给我们的生命的粮食。
Together we celebrate the life that Jesus gave us.
就是主耶稣基督他自己的身体跟宝血。
With his one and only son.
这父亲最后说到，他的儿子死而复活，失而又得。
At last, his father said, "My son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found."
如果这个儿子不悔改，会发生什么样的事情
？What would happen to this son if he didn't repent?
他会继续和猪抢肮脏的食物。
He'll still fight with pigs to pigs with his food to fill his stomach.
他是死的还是死的
？It was dead and still would be.
他是失落的还是失落的
？It was lost and still would be.
这是为什么？这位在七世纪的圣徒这么说道。
The saint in seventh century said in Isaiah the Syrian.
今生是神所赐的礼物。
This life is given to us.
让我们可以悔改归向他。
For repentance.
所以不要浪费在虚妄的追求上面。
Do not waste it on vain pursuits.
借着悔改，我们来到神的国度，回到神的国度。
Through repentance, we enter the kingdom of God.
借着悔改，我们在神的性情上面，在神的圣洁上面，也渐渐的成长。
And through repentance, we grow in God and share His holiness and become more like our King Jesus Christ.
上次我们也提到一个祷告。
Last time we also mentioned a prayer.
主耶稣基督，永生神的儿子，怜悯我的罪人吧。
Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
这个简短的祷告把我们带到神的面前。
This prayer is short, but it leads us to, before God.
当我们在思想这个祷告的时候，当我们思想我们要在神面前呼求他的怜悯的时候，
When we think about this prayer, we come before God to cry out for His mercy.
一方面我们在知道我们是罪人，还在犯罪。
Because we know we are still sinners and still sin against him.
就像大卫在诗篇51篇向神呼求神的赦免一样。
That's like King David in Psalm 51 cry out for his mercy.
同时我们 也像在旧约里很多身体得疾病的人在耶稣面前呼求他的医治一样。
Also like many people with physical illnesses in New Testament cry out for Jesus to ask for his healing.
我们知道我们灵里面的贫穷和灵里面的疾病。
We realize we also need the healing for our spiritual sickness and poverty.
我们还活着的时候，每时每刻我们都需要神的怜悯，神的医治。
When we are still alive, every moment we need God's mercy and grace.
同时，这个简短的祷告也帮助我们来操练不住的祷告。
This short prayer also helps us practice pray continually.
我们要不住的祷告，就需要不停的祷告，频繁的祷告。
To pray continually requires us to pray frequently.
我们要频繁的祷告，我们就需要简短的祷告。
And these frequently prayers should also be concise.
简短的祷告需要有重量的祷告。
And powerful, not empty.
不是虚妄的，不是虚妄的祷告。
Not empty.
我们看看这个祷告，这祷告词里面每一个字，难道不比整个的宇宙都要分量都要重吗？
Look at this prayer. Doesn't every single word in this prayer weigh more than the whole universe?
主耶稣基督，永生神的儿子，怜悯我这个罪人吧。
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
上次结束的时候，我们也提到一件事情。
We mentioned a thing at the end of the last message.
当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们到天父面前的时候，
When we leave this world and return to the Father,
我们不再需要悔改的祷告。
We no longer need the prayer of repentance.
希伯来书十二章告诉我们，那时候我们已经被成全了。
Hebrews chapter 12 tells us we will be made perfect at that time.
但是我们还是会继续祷告。
I will continue to pray in heaven.
我们会为在还在这个地上的圣徒祷告。
We will intercede for the children of God who are still on earth.
今天就是代祷，就是我们今天要谈的。
We will talk about intercession today.
我们先来看几段经文关于代祷。
We look a few passages of scriptures first.
罗马书第八章告诉我们，圣灵在按着神的心意为我们代祷。
Romans chapter 8 tells us the Holy Spirit is praying for us.
罗马书八章二十六节、二十七节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Romans 8:26-27. Likewise, the Spirit tells us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought.But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
紧接着，罗马书第八章也告诉我们，耶稣基督，我们的主，也在为我们代祷。
Then in Romans chapter 8, it tells us Jesus Christ is praying for us.
谁能定我们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Romans 8:34.
希伯来书七章也告诉我们，凡靠着他进到神面前的，他都能拯救到底，因为他还是有长远活着替他们祈求。
Hebrews 7:25 says.Consequently, he is able to save to the utmost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
那在我们以先到神那里去的圣徒，他们在现在做什么？
So what about the saints who have already departed from this world and come to annoying the presence of God?
在打麻将吗？
What are they doing now? Playing cards?
看电视剧吗？
Watching TV shows?
在各种各样的社交 网站上看信息吗？
Indulging themselves in the social media.
游山玩水吗？
Traveling around.
我们来到启示录看看，老约翰展现给我们一个情景是什么样子的。
The book of Revelation gives us a sense of what they are doing.
在启示录五章八节。
Revelation 5:8.
他既拿了书卷，是活物和24位长老，就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of saints.
这里的他就是我们的主耶稣基督，神的羔羊。
Here he is, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
是活物，是那天使。
The four living creatures are angels.
24位长老代表了在我们以前离开这个世界到神面前的众圣徒。
The 24 elders are saints who have left this world and come to and went to the presence of God.
他们在做什么？
What are they doing now?
他们俯伏在羔羊面前敬拜的。
They fall down before the Lamb of God and worship Him.
一只手他们拿着琴。
They hold harps.
代表了对神的敬拜、赞美和尊崇。
It represents the praise and the worship and the honor of God.
另外一只手，他们拿着金炉，盛满香的金炉。
The other hand, they hold the incense and the gold bowls.
代表了众圣徒的祷告。
Represent the prayers of all saints.
包括了他们的祷告，包括了我们还在地上人的祷告。
So both your prayers in heaven and prayers on earth.
他们用手托住那个香，托住那个金炉，托住众圣徒，还在地上众圣徒的祷告。
Their hands are holding the golden bowls, holding the incense, and hold up our prayers on earth.
他们在为我们代祷。
They are interceding for us.
这是多么的一幅美的景况。
What a beautiful picture is that.
在主里，在祷告里面，天上地下的圣徒在一起服侍敬拜上帝。
No matter if we are on earth or in heaven, God's people are unified to pray together.
那我们呢？我们还在地上的圣徒，这个圣徒，我们要不要代祷呢？
那 what about us? Shall we intercede for others also?
我们刚刚读的经文告诉我们，是的。
The scripture we just read in 1 Timothy chapter 2 tells us yes.
这告诉我们为什么？
Tells us why.
首先，它是好的，替万人代祷是好的。
First, this is good. Intercession is good for to pray.
在救主面前是蒙悦纳的。
It is pleasing in God's eyes.
我们追求美善的事情吗？我们追求来讨我们神的喜悦吗？
Do you desire to seek good things and please God?
来到主面前替万人祈求。
Come before God and intercede for others.
这里告诉我们神的心意是什么，就是万人得救，明白正道。
Also tells us God desires is all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
我们常常问神的旨意是什么。
We often ask what is God's will.
这就是神的旨意。
This is
it. 万人得救，明白正道。
All people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth.
我们就应该来到神的面前，为我们周围的人祈求，让神的救恩也来到他们的面前，让他们能够明白正道。
We should come to God and pray for others, so all the people can be saved and know the truth about the knowledge of truth.
因着福音我们悔改。
Because of gospel we repent.
也因着福音我们替别人代祷。
Because of gospel we intercede for others.
因为这里讲到在圣洁的上帝面前跟罪恶的人中间只有一位中保。
Here it says, between the Holy God and the sinful man, there is only one and the only mediator between Holy God and sinful man.
那就是降世为人的道成肉身的耶稣基督。
Which is Jesus Christ.
他为万人做了赎价。
He paid the price for all people.
一个人可以靠着什么东西得救呢？
How can a person be saved?
靠着行善吗？
By good works?
靠着你头脑的知识吗？
By being a nice person? by the understanding of your own?
靠着宗教吗？
By religions?
靠着苦修吗？
By all the hard works?
都不可以。
No.
只有来到就靠着耶稣基督，我们才能够与神和好。
We can only be saved in Christ.
所以我们这些已经领受了恩典的人，我们来到神面前祈求。
So we who have received God's grace must intercede for others.
让耶稣基督的恩也降临到我们周围的人身上。
Asking the grace of our Lord Jesus will be upon them.
又没有别人，没有别人可以救他们。
Because no one else can save them.
我们代祷是因为我们在一个属灵的征战里面。
We intercede because we are in a spiritual warfare every day.
我们真正敌人不是我们，其实不是其他人。
The real enemy in our battle is not the same people as us.
是魔鬼撒旦还有他的邪灵。
The devil Satan and his evil spirits.
以弗所书这里告诉我们，因为我们不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Ephesians tells us, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
几年前有部二战的电影叫做《血战钢锯岭》。
A few years ago, there was a movie about World War II called Hacksaw Ridge.
是根据一个真实人物，根据一个真实的故事，一部电影。
It was based on a true story.
当时美军要占领，试图占领日军的一块领地。
At that time, the U.S. Army tried to capture the Japanese Army's position in Hacksaw Ridge.
战争非常的惨烈。
The war was really very brutal.
双方的伤亡都很严重。
Both sides suffer serious casualties.
这电影的主人公是一位军医。
The main character was a medical doctor.
他军衔是最低的，列兵最军衔是最低的。
He was a private, which is the lowest rank in the military.
所以当他们在征战的时候，他去救护伤员。
So he would try to take care of the wounded soldiers during the war.
但是当战事停止的时候
，At night when the fighting temporarily ceased,
他仍然到前线去寻找那些。负伤了还没有死的他的战友。
He was still go to the front line searching wounded ones and carrying them to a safe place for treatment.
就把他们一个一个的拉回安全的地方。
Carrying them one to one and try to save them.
这个人叫多斯，他是个基督徒。
Doss was a Christian.
每次他抢救一个人的时候，他就向上帝祷告。
Every time he carried a soldier back, he prayed to God.
主帮助我再救一个，主啊，帮助我再救一个。
Lord, please help me get one more. Please help me get one more.
没有人知道他救了多少人，可能50到100个人。
No one really knew how many soldiers got saved. Probably between 50 and 100.
我们替人代祷也是这样。
We intercede for others. We are doing this too.
我们来到神的面前，求我们的主再救一个，再救一个。
We come before God and asking Him to save one more, save one more.
因为撒旦跟他邪灵也没有闲着。
Because God, Satan, ruler of the world, did not cease at all.
就像在那个战争里面，敌人也没有闲着。
Just like in that battle.
他们会四处寻找受伤的美军。
The enemies didn't rest. They were trying to keep searching around, and if they found an American soldier who was still alive,
如果找到还没有死的，他们就会马上就把他处决。
If they found an American soldier that was still alive, they would kill him immediately right there.
撒旦也是。
Satan is the same way.
他们在再杀一个，再杀一个，再抓一个到地狱里面，再抓一个到地狱里面。
We try to kill one more and kill one more, drag one more to death, drag one more to death.
就是我们在一个属灵的征战里面。
This is a spiritual warfare.
我们需要拿起属灵的武器。
So we have to fight by using the spiritual weapon.
在这战争里面，没有一个人是旁观者。
Each one of us is a participant in this war. No one is a bystander.
我们的祷告就是我们属灵的武器。
Our prayer is our spiritual weapon.
我们的主耶稣基督得胜的那位君王就是我们属灵的能力。
Our King Jesus Christ is our spiritual power.
那么我们为谁代求呢？
For whom shall we make intercessions?
我们从我们的家人开始。
We first start with from our own household.
我们也为我们教会的家。
We also pray for our home at our church, which is also our home.
实际上是一个更亲密的家。
Actually, it's a closer house.
我们也为我们敌人代求。
We also pray for our enemies.
因为耶稣说要爱你的仇敌，为逼迫的人祷告。
Because Lord Jesus also commanded us to love our enemy and pray for those who persecute us.
因为时间的关系，我们今天不会仔细谈里面的内容。
Because of the time limit, today we will only focus on the first part.
我们来看一下圣经里面的一个故事，让我们学习他的榜样。
We look at a story in the Bible and learn from them.
在约伯记。
In Job.
神，约伯记第一章讲到他的儿子，约伯的儿子按着日子各自在家里面摆设宴席，就打发人去请了他的三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。宴席的日子过了，约伯就打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来就按着他们众人的数目献燔祭为他们说，因为他说恐怕我的儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
Job 1:5, the sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day, and they would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. And when the days of the feast had run their course, Job would send and consecrate them, and he would rise early in the morning.And offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job has said, It may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually.
我们看看约伯做了什么。
Let's look what Job did for his children.
首先他叫他的小孩去自洁。
First, he asked them to consecrate themselves.
自洁当然包括在神面前的认罪悔改。
That includes confession and repentance.
第二，他清早起来。
Second, he woke early in the morning.
在早上第一件的事情就来到神的面前献祭。
The first thing in the day is offer sacrifices.
就告诉
to Lord.
告诉我们，这是他生命中他最优先的要他要做的事情。
It tells us this is in his highest priority.
他叫你为他每一个小孩献祭。
Third, he offers sacrifices for every single child.
他没有漏掉一个。
No one was missing.
下面他最关心的 是什么？
For what he cared the most.
他最关心的是他小孩跟神的关系。
Was the relationship between his children with God.
他把他小孩带到神面前，向祈求神在他们小孩生命中做工。
He did this every day and lead his children to God and pray his children have a close relationship with God.
最后他常常这样行。
Fifth, he did this continually.
最后他约伯是我们的榜样。
Job is our example.
所以我们也要来到神的面前。
So we need to, like him, we need to come before God.
把人带到神的面前，
lead people to God.
把代祷放到我们生命中的优先里面。
Make intercession a priority in our lives.
而且常常这样做。
We need to do this continually.
我们祷告的时候怎么做呢？
What shall we pray in intercessions?
我知道具体事项，我们当然可以带到神的面前，向别人代求。
If we know the specific items for a person, we can bring them to the Lord.
但是我们也可以学习我们刚才讲到那个祷告，简短的祷告。
We can also use the prayer we just talked about.
把我换成某个人的名字。
Just changing me to the name of the person we pray for.
我们向这个人祷告说，主耶稣基督，我们为这个人祷告说。
We pray for this person.
主耶稣基督，永生圣的儿子，怜悯这个人，这个罪人吧。
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, have mercy on this person.
因为神只有神可以救他。
Because only God can save him.
同时，我们可以加一句：求神怜悯我，让我不要成为这个人的绊脚石。
And also add one more prayer. Lord, have mercy on me, and let me not be a stumbling block to this person.
我常常用以弗所书五章这一节来提醒自己，提醒自己。
I would like to use the verse from Ephesians to encourage every child of God, including myself.
要在神面前多多的替人祈求。
To make intercessions more and more in my prayers.
这里说到愚昧人、智慧人。
Here it says a wise person and unwise person.
智慧人就要爱惜光阴。
Wise person make the best use of the time.
神给我们很多东西，让我们来管理。
We know we are stewards for all the things God has given us.
神给我们各种各样的才能，很多的财富。
God gave us talents and our possessions.
时间不也是吗？
Time should be one of them as well.
我们有谁钱太多了到处把钱乱扔？
Who should think he has too much money to throw away the pottery?
但是我们为什么经常浪费我们的时间？
Why do we always waste our time?
这里告诉我们为什么？
Here it tells us why.
因为这世代邪恶。
Because of this that evil.
因为撒旦在不停的工作，要把一个人带到地狱里面。
Because Satan is keep working and drag more and more people to 地狱。
还有？
To the hell。
所以，如果我们真正相信这个世代是邪恶的
，So if we really believe the days are evil，
我们就会警醒。
We will be vigilant。
我们就会来到神面前祷告。
Come before God to pray continually.
我们为自己祷告。
For ourselves.
为别人祷告。
And also for people around us.
因为我们身边有很多人，他们不祷告，他不愿意祷告，他们也不会祷告。
Because there are many people around us who do not pray, do not know how to pray, and are not willing to pray.
所以我们要像祭司一样来到神面前，为他们祈求。
So just like what the priest would do, we can ask God to have mercy on them and save them.
这里我有两个建议。
Here I have two practical suggestions.
第一个是我们来一个本子出来，把我们周围的人，从我们家人开始，把他名字记在那个本子上面。
First, prepare a notebook, write down the names of people we know, starting from our family members.
圣经上不是很多的家谱吗？
Just like many genealogies recorded in the Bible.
我们写下这些名字的时候，我们可以提醒我们自己，帮助我们记着为他们祷告。
So we write down their names. It reminded us every day to pray for them.
还有就是准备每天准备一段时间。
Second, we also should dedicate a time period every day to pray for others.
不管你是早起了或者是夜猫子。
No matter if you are an early bird or a night owl,
来到神面前向他祷告。
Come before God and pray for him.
与他亲近。
Near to him.
后来你会发现这是一件多么甜美的事情。
Gradually you will find how sweet it is to come before God.
你会发现一个小时很快就过去了。
One hour will pass by before you even realize it.
还有很多事情还没有祷告。
And you, there might be so much more to pray for.
雅各说，雅各书说，亲近神，神就与我们亲近。
James said, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
我们相信吗？
Do we believe this?
以赛亚书第四十章，我们大家都很熟悉的那段经文。
Many of us are familiar with the end of with the Isaiah chapter 40.
那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength.
我们相信吗？
We believe this?
我们相信耶和华使我们重新得力，还是各种各样的娱乐活动让我们重新得力？
Do we believe the Lord will renew our strength, or actually believe entertainment will renew our strength?
神没有呼召我们每个人出来做牧师或者一个宣教士。
Indeed, the Lord does not call everyone to become a pastor.
或许你的身体情况、经济状况也不允许你到教会有很多的服事。
Maybe your health or financial situation does not allow you to sit some more in the church.
但神呼召我们每一个儿女来到他的面前为万人代祷。
But God calls every son of his and daughters of his to come before him and intercede for all people.
因为这是好的，这是蒙主喜悦的。
Because it is good and it is pleasing in his sight.
因为他愿万人得救，明白真道。
Because he desires everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth.Come to God and know the knowledge of truth.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就和天上的圣徒一起。
When we do this together with the saints in heaven,
我们就参与在圣灵的生命里面，参与在我们的主耶稣基督的生命里面。
We join the work of the Holy Spirit and we live in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
有什么能够比这更重要、更荣耀的事情呢？
What else would be more important and glorious than this?
下面我们一起来领受圣餐。
Next we partake God's supper, the Holy Communion.
让我们以一颗感谢的心来到主面前来吃喝快乐，享受神为我们预备的。
Let us remember, come before God and let us eat, drink, celebrate, and partake the life given by God with a thankful heart.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May God bless his word.
还有一切愿意听他话语的人。
And those who listen to his word.
下面诗班会有为我们献诗。